So if I seem a little bit cold, it only means...
listening to CKUT at 90.3. Welcome to another Sunday night of Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue for this Sunday, February the 14th of 2021. So happy Valentine's Day, everybody. And tonight on the show, let's see, we are going to have in the history part of the show some Lightnin' Hopkins, some Magic Sam, some Little Walter, Bill Doggett, some Ray Charles, some Mike Bloomfield, and some Toronzo Cannon. We will also continue our coverage of the Maple Blues Awards with congratulations to Angel Forrest and Don Tyler Watson, who picked up awards last week's episode, and finish the night off with a couple of people who will be performing tomorrow night at the Maple Blues Awards. That is done right here out of Montreal. And we'll have performances from Matt Anderson and from the Durham County Poets, so I'll bring you some music from each of them. We've got new music as well. We've got new music from Curtis Salgado. He's got a new CD out called Damage Control. Joyanne Parker's got a new CD out called Out of the Dark. We've got new singles from the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band and from Soul Garage Experience, both interesting ones. We will start the night off, though, with a little Valentine's Day set for you. We're going to hear from AZ Peyton with a nice remix of I Love You. Johnny Guitar Watson. We'll hear from Freddie King. We'll hear from Jim Zeller. We'll hear from Johnny Bergen featuring Anson Funderburg on the guitar. But to kick it off, we're going to bring you the Mighty Duck Blues Band, you know, because this is a blues show. Love don't always go the way you want it to, so don't send me no Valentine.
Just don't send me no Valentine. I've been in love before, and I know just how it feels to dangle like a puppet when you fall head over heels. Your heart is left hanging like some laundry on a line. Don't send me no Valentine. I've been in love before, but I really don't recall. I'm shell-shocked and dumbstruck at the misery of it all. Leave your flowers at the door, put your candy on the shelf. I ain't running no bed and breakfast, I'm real happy by myself. You could try to change my mind, just don't send me no Valentine. Mama, I don't need no diamond ring. Don't bother with your trash talk, 'cause I ain't no Las Vegas kind of fling.
rejection and deception, they seem to happen every time. So don't send me no Valentine. I've been married once or twice, but I really don't recall. I'm shell-shocked and dumbstruck at the misery of it all. Leave your flowers at the door, put your candy on the shelf. I ain't running no bed and breakfast, I'm real happy by myself. You could try to change my mind, just don't sell me no Valentine. You could try to change my mind, just don't sell me no Valentine. I don't want no Valentine. I'm doing just fine. Don't, don't send me no Valentine. I don't.
Sharing all. wedding bells started ringing, the violins began to play. When I first met you, it was my lucky day. I first saw you, girl, you were riding on a downtown train. So fine, just like a Hollywood star. I said, baby, you look familiar. Have I seen you once before?
I don't think so, darling.
Too old for you. She said I came along to rob the cradle, but you were willing and I was able. Wedding bells started ringing, the violins began to play. I'm gonna keep on.
Solid man.
before the break of day, telling me to get up and go out. I had earned myself some pay. She scolds me like an orphan. I had treats me like a clown. I had when I need some loving.
Well now, hug and kiss and squeeze me, baby. Oh, hug and kiss and tease me, baby. Hug and kiss and please me, baby. 'Cause I love to love you. Love to love you. Hug and kiss and squeeze me, baby. Hug, kiss and tease me, baby. Yeah, yeah, hug and please me, baby, 'cause I love to love you, love to love you. When I, yeah, first met you, baby, child, you just set me afire. Yes. And every time that I kiss you, yeah, sigh and hug and kiss and squeeze me, baby. Hug and kiss and squeeze me, baby. Hug and kiss and squeeze me, baby, 'cause I love to love you, love to love you. When I, hey, yeah, child, first met you, you set my soul on fire. Every time, oh, girl, I kiss you, I sigh and child, kiss me, baby. Hug and kiss, oh, child, and squeeze me. Well, just hug and kiss and, yeah, tease me, 'cause I love to love you. Oh, love you, yeah, ah, yeah, oh, yeah, love to love you, love to love you, love to love you.
There was Azy Peyton and a remix of I Love You from the CD Worried. Before that, we heard from Johnny Guitar Watson and I Love to Love You. Freddie King before that and I Love the Woman. We had Jim Zeller in there because he said when he met his love, violins began to play. And that came from his CD Blues from Another Planet. Johnny Bergen featuring Anson Funderburg on there for Cherry on Top. And we kicked it off, you know, because it's a blues show. So love doesn't always go the way you want it to. With the Mighty Duck Blues Band and Don't Send Me No Valentine. You are listening to Cha 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 and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. Let's jump into a couple of singles that I got in. And, well, first up is the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, which is actually just a trio. COVID, of course, hit them pretty hard too. But, you know, he tried to turn things around. He got hit pretty hard with it too. His wife fell ill and his dad was diagnosed with cancer and his 150-year-old log cabin lost power for several days. So while his wife was recuperating and his father was fighting cancer, he started to write songs in the darkness by candlelight. And fast forward nearly a year, he says, and there's good news to report on both fronts. His dad is cancer-free. His wife is better, and he's got a new record coming up called Dance Songs for Hard Times. So he's got the first single is out. There's a video to accompany it as well. He says it's a personal song like all my songs. But the song Ways and Means is written for all those folks that have the moves, the style, the substance, the talent, but maybe not the seed money or the famous last name. So this is what it's all about. He says, my knife is sharp, my guitar never flat, king of the laundromat. So away he goes. We're going to listen to that. But before we do that, here is exactly one of those people is the subject of this other song. And it's actually it comes out of a movie, which is an Oscar contender for best documentary short subject, Life and Larry Brown. It's called, the song is called Judgment Day by Soul Garage Experience. And it says there are very few stories more emblematic of the tragedy and triumph of American blues music than Larry Brown. It's a film by Scott Rosenbaum. He did The Perfect Age of Rock and Roll and Sidemen, Long Road to Glory. And it covers Brown's life beginning in the 1950s in Forsyth, Georgia, amidst in the oppression of the Jim Crow South. At 8 years old, he was tied to a tree by five white men. He was beaten and used for target practice, even getting shot in the face, but he miraculously survived that. At 13, he was defending himself against another vicious attack. He ended up taken off from his hometown, moving up to Long Island, rejoining with his parents, looking for work and things. And by 29, he ended up doing hard time because of an altercation with an employer turned violent. So he entered Sing Sing in 1985 to serve a 33 to life for murder. And it was then that his mom got him a guitar, and he learned to play and started writing songs. She passed away in 1993. He didn't get out on parole until 2018, and spent his time then playing guitar in New York's Washington Square Park and busking in the subways. And unfortunately, he even ended up passing away due to COVID just last April. He is the subject of this film. It's called Life and Larry Brown. The song is Judgment Day, and they brought out a stellar group of people to play on it. They've got Vernon Reid from Living Color, Stephen Perkins from Jane's Addiction, Kenny Aronoff from, well, every roots artist out there, up to and including Eric Clapton, among all the people, plus people from Stevie Wonder's band, Prince's band. Ty Taylor from Vintage Troubled is in there. There's a whole slew of artists in this, and all the money is being donated. All the proceeds from the recording are being donated to the Southern Poverty Law Center in Larry Brown's name. So let's listen to these two singles. We'll hear the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band and Ways and Means. But first up, here's the Soul Garage Experience and Judgment Day.
Judgment Day. I just ain't got the means. I just ain't got the means.
The Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band and Ways and Means. That's the first single from their upcoming album, Dance Songs for Hard Times. And before that, we heard Judgment Day from the Soul Garage Experience, which is from the soundtrack to Life and Larry Brown. You are listening to Cha 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 in Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. Time to move to a couple of new releases now. First up on that comes Mr. Curtis Salgado. He's been around now for quite some time. It's, I think, his fifth CD with Alligator now, and fourth, actually. One, two, three, four, that's right. He was born in 1954. He grew up in Eugene, Oregon. Had a lot of music around him all his life. His parents were jazz and blues fans and that. And it was after he saw Count Basie when he was 13 that he decided to make music his calling. Got his hands on harmonica, started devouring some little Walter and some Paul Butterfield, taught himself how to play. And by his early 20s, he was making a name for himself around that scene. Was a co-leader of Robert Cray's band back then, and quickly got into a whole lot of other stuff. O.V. Wright, Muddy Waters, and Sonny Boy, and all that kind of stuff. He also met up with John Belushi, who was filming Animal House. And during downtime for production, Belushi caught a performance of Curtis Salgado, introduced himself, and they became buddies. And as a matter of fact, and kind of a nod to him, that the Cab Calloway character in the Blues Brothers was named Curtis as a nod to Curtis Salgado. So he's been around here doing this stuff for quite a while. Been around the world a few times, made a lot of records too. He's got at least a 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So he's got a dozen CDs out there from 1991 on out, right up to his newest one. It's called Damage Control. And for this one, he's he went through actually three different studios to record this one. He was in Nashville at the Tennessee's Rock House recording. And had people like George Marinelli from Bonnie Raitt's band with him. Brian Setzer's keyboard player, a guy who plays, well, not just Brian Setzer, plays with Delvin McClendon and Tinsley Ellis also, Kevin McKendry. Then when they went to Studio City in California's Ultratone Studios, he had Johnny Lee Schell playing guitar with him. He played with Otis Rush and B.B. King and also Bonnie Raitt. Mike Finnegan, who worked with Hendrix and Paul Simon and a bunch of others, Jim Pugh. Oh, they had a whole real gang on there. And we're going to listen to a tune that came from that as also. But the first tune we're going to listen to is recorded at Greaseland Studios. Kid Anderson handling guitars and basses. And Kid works with Rick Estrin and Charlie Musselwhite and a whole bunch of other people. Jerry Jamont on the bass and Kevin Hayes, who works with Robert Craig on the drums. And that one's called The Fix Is In. Here is Curtis Salgado.
Hello, music lovers. It's the 21st century. But the more times change, the more the old hustle remains the same. And I've learned if it sounds too good to be true, it usually isn't good or true. I've learned to question everything and not to be a fool and believe the spin. And I watch my back because the fix is in. The fix is in. Long before we toss the dice, they sized us up or they figured right. They know how to keep you hooked. Take more money from your pocketbook. Cause there's a sucker born every day. They can see you coming a mile away. They'll meet and greet, call you their friend. But behind your back, they're whispering, the fix is in. Well, well, the fix is in. Now wait a minute, remember the crash 2008 and your 401k? It's the number on your pay stub that you file away. It's the golden ticket that's just a tease that you'll retire to a life of ease. But those dreams that vanish from crooked business dealings, white collar crime, greed, and corporate stealing. Not one CEO responsible did time in the pen, cause they're the one percenters, Americans. The fix was in. The fix was in. Somebody play me the blues. It's election time, we're standing in line. Elephants, donkeys casting pearls before the swine. They promise to make a change, tell us what we want to hear. Tempt us with hope and hook us with fear. It's the same old okey-doke, I think you might agree. Backroom politicians with trump cards up their sleeves. Still I always show to cast my vote again.
But it's hard to trust the system when the fix is in. Well, yeah, the fix is in. I know it hurts you, don't it? Supposed to look out for one another. I can't trust nobody these days. What's happening to our country? There's so much greed. The fix is in. Ow.
CKUT's 2020 funding drive has been postponed indefinitely, but we are still accepting donations to help us sustain the station's operations while we remain closed due to COVID-19. Our wide network of volunteers provides an essential service to many different communities in Montreal, and the isolation of the past few months has highlighted how important independent news, arts and culture, and music programming is for Montreal's underrepresented communities. If you are in a position to give during this time, visit ckut.ca and click on the green Donate button to make a contribution, or contact funding@ckut.ca if you have any questions. Thank you for your continued support. Love, CKUT.
Hi, this is Ben Racine, also known as Ben Racine, and you're listening to Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue on CKUT-FM 90.3 and ckut.ca.
I lost a friend so close to me. I always thought we'd talk again, but it wasn't meant to be. We cared about each other, oh, heart and soul. I never got a chance to say I love you so. When I think about my dear friends, it's enough to make me cry. Now I always say I love you at the end of my goodbye. Faded book of my photographs. I see our smiling face. Remember how we laughed. Oh, lovers and good friends. Well, I'm sad to say, I wish I could have told them, yeah, before they slipped away. When I think about it, I wanna break down and cry. So now I always say I love you at the end of my goodbyes. I'm gonna speak my heart with every chance I get, so I don't repeat. Oh, oh, this sad regret. So now you'll know when I'm looking through your the love we can get. You could be here one day, oh, and gone the very next. So tell the ones you love, you love. Don't let it pass you by. And always say I love you at the end of your goodbyes. Always say I love you at the end of your goodbye.
And that's some good advice from Curtis Salgado. Always say I love you at the end of your goodbyes. And before that, we heard The Fix Is In. They're both taken from his new CD, Damage Control, out on Alligator Records. You are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. Next up on the new release deck comes Joanne Parker, a classically trained pianist out of Wisconsin. And she's got a new CD, just came out on Friday, February 12th. It's called Out of the Dark. And, of course, this is, again, a tale of the pandemic. Got things started back in January, got a little bit into it, and all of a sudden, boom, everything got shut down. So she had to take some time off, and that helped her get out of the dark and gave her an opportunity to slow down, rethink things, work things over again, and start moving in her direction now. And during all this time, she wrote her title track, Out of the Dark. She said, it's about the way I've been feeling and changing over the past year, figuring out who I am. I was coming out of my own darkness. And we're going to listen to that. But first, before we get to that, is the first single out of it. It's called Carry On. And it's kind of a blues rock gospel chorus, a song about perseverance, which borrows some of its lyrics from the book of Isaiah. She says, when dark clouds gather around you and the night is dark and long, when the devil is coming for you, carry on, child, carry on. Here is Joanne Parker.